This is the steel guitar, and it's often played with a broken bottleneck on your finger. A nice Merlot works really well. But actually, I think I'll play this one on a slide that Merle Watson gave me. It's made out of a Craftsman socket. And it's great because it's very heavy, like that big glass slide I've got there. It's got a tone all of its own.
I think he liked it, David, because it makes the notes sustain so good. Should I tell him the little cherry tree story that really happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess she felt like this that day.
Yeah.
Only for a different reason. When I was 17, I had a little sister that was born blind. And she had glaucoma, and my eyes were destroyed the corneas by an infection after I was born. But anyway, I guess people have wondered about that. I was 17, and I was picking cherries the way Dad had pruned the trees as they grew. There was a spot about 25 feet up in this big one, and you could sit in a place up there and pull in limbs and pick a couple of pecks of cherries without ever moving out of the one spot in the tree. And I was sitting up there picking, and I'd fill one bucket, and my older sister had come and gotten that bucket, and my little blind sister came running over, tripping through the yard. She could run as good as somebody could see, just like I could. She come up under the tree and said, "Throw me down a tag of cherries." I said, "Honey, if I throw them down, the sand and dirt will get all over them. They'll all shell off the tag because they're ripe anyway, real ripe." And I thought about it a few minutes and finished filling my bucket. And I said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. If you won't tell Mama, Mama wasn't at the house, she'll fuss at me, afraid I might get you killed. If you promise me you'll hold on tight, I'll make a swing like and let it down on this big old rope. And you sit down in it and hang on real tight with both hands, and I'll bring you up here and let you eat all the cherries you want. Then I'll let you back down." I brought her up in that tree, and there was a summer breeze blowing, and you could feel the tree sway about just about this much every once in a while. She ate all the cherries she wanted and sat there real quiet for a few minutes. She said, "You know, I've always wondered what it would be like to sit up in the tree the way you do when you pick up here and pick cherries, and now I know." And I said, "I'm going to let you back down real easy, and when your feet touch the ground, you can get out and go on your way and play."